Deep in the woods, there is not enough shade for us to survive the heat that is coming at the Tequila Boteo Musers Ticket Compound. Brought to you by Headwood Property Tax Consultants and Reliant Air Conditioning. You guys remember this from Napoleon Dynamite?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it was also in an 80s movie, too, at the end, but I don't know which one, like a John Hughes movie or something, but definitely Napoleon.
Might have been. It wasn't in Rad.
No, it wasn't in Rad.
I'm just letting you know.
Rad.
Don't speak ill of Rad.
Thank you! Finally! Man.
I didn't know it existed until Matt talked about it.
That is not true.
I did not!
They went to a prom and danced on their bikes.
I'm older than
you'd
you.
You like it? You like bikes?
I'm sure I would. I've never heard of it.
Maybe we need to we need a showing of that.
It's the preeminent BMX movie.
Yeah, Lori Loughlin.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Lori Loughlin's the only person that anybody
Pacino,
would know that was
Pacino
in
was dancing on his bike.
I bet not. Yeah,
Sam Jackson.
Crushing it.
Yeah. Wow. They're all in Rad.
Yeah.
All right, we're here.
I'm in the Boteo
Musers Ticket Compound. We are joined by the Sweet Spot, Sean Bass, David Mino, Corby, Junes, all here. And three-fourths of who signed off last night are sitting around the table right now as we were joined by Davey. And, again, after a great Stars win, and we're celebrating throughout the post game, and I did not have a drop until we started the post game.
Oh, my gosh.
And probably by
and
level
you had
15,
a bottle.
I
we
was,
did.
It was.
We're like, what happened to that bottle Donnie had?
I know. I'm just kind of.
He's like, it's in my belly.
He's kind of nursing the empty bottle. Hello, friend. Hello, lover.
You had nothing until the post game.
The post game, nothing. And then
nothing at dinner.
Nothing.
What a strategy.
No. Huh. I was saving it all for the P1s. That's what I do.
You are.
That's
committed.
What MVPs, former MVPs, will do. They know exactly when to go hard, when to save it for. For crunch time.
Yeah.
Courage. It was crunch time last night.
We had late night Junes last night, too. Let's not slide past that. That's.
Did you make it?
I made it to midnight.
To midnight.
That's pretty good, yeah. Man.
And George came back and played a song.
Yeah. He
like
did.
One.
I know, and dropped
and
an F-bomb.
Went,
no, S-bomb.
He did.
S-bomb.
Dude, I think it was an F-bomb.
I think it was an F
no,
as
no,
well.
He said S.
Did he?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys were loaded. No, Junes had one moment last night where we were trying to get calls and we were having some difficulty. And then, okay, who's next? And then all of a sudden you hear female Junes making a call to himself. Okay, bye.
She sounded pretty hot.
She left pretty quickly, man. That was really funny.
Had to try to fill that dead air.
It was a lot of it. But we had a moment last night where we were signing off and we knew we were going to go until 2 o'clock. And I don't know how this happened, Sean. I don't know who brought it up.
I don't know how anything last night happened.
Yeah.
It just happened.
For some reason, it ended with...
It's hard to remember a lot of things.
It was like a Banksy.
The San Diego Chicken representing the Mavericks at the draft lottery. That's where it wound up. So I guess now we can hear how it all came about and how it ended, because I think we barely got off the air. We were laughing so hard. All right, let's go.
All right.
We still got time.
All right, man. Thank you so much.
Oh,
I'm still thinking about the San Diego Chicken. Representing the Mavericks. That'll be the greatest thing ever. Can you see the announcers in the booth?
Representing the Dallas Mavericks, the San Diego Chicken.
They got the hook around Rolando Blackman.
And he's sitting there. And he's
They're telling him confidence, baby, confidence.
And then every time someone's name
confidence, confidence pick, chicken,
he goes down to the dude that's representing New Orleans.
Look at him.
Akeem is like, this is a freaking chicken.
Okay. Akeem just beats
Akeem,
the
what are we doing?
Ever loving hell out of him. But then when the Mavericks get the one pick, he's just so excited and he lays the egg. Oh my God.
No, man. But when the Sixers get pulled for the third pick and it just disposes the Mavericks, that's when he pulls his beak the opposite way.
He's so drunk.
Unbelievable.
That was the most sober Dave was last night. Oh.
Wow.
Oh, we're still going.
Yeah.
He's just looking straight in the camera.
Jesus.
falls over.
Oh, my God.
Well.
Oh, my God.
That'll do it, guys.
There's no beating that.
Oh, my.
We're going to be here tomorrow, right?
Yeah, we have to do
this. Are we done?
Do this all
again? We're done.
Are we done?
How do we follow this up?
Everyone, set your alarms for 6 a.m.
Yep.
And the musers will be back with more compound fun.
And we'll holla.
We will holla.
In the house.
Later.
God. Okay, so who came up with the San Diego chicken?
I think I did. As soon as I said San Diego chicken, Sean did the beak the opposite way. Well, that's when just all hell broke loose.
We were talking about Nico having nothing to do with it, and Sean said you could send a chicken.
A chicken could be the GM.
And then I said the San Diego chicken.
Yeah.
And then that's where it went from there. But I couldn't, like, if Atlanta got the 13th pick, the San Diego chicken walks over and just puts his mouth over his head. Because he didn't get it. Oh, my God.
I love the chicken laying an egg when the Mavericks get the pick.
He's so excited.
Number one.
It has the Maverick emblem on it.
Yeah, the logo on the egg.
As soon as he lays it and they get it, he's so excited.
Dude, that is great.
Good awesome. Lord.
You tickled yourself so badly there. It was great.
That is incredible. But, yeah, that's probably the most sober Dave sounded the whole entire night.
Wow. It was laborious Davey.
At the beginning of that postgame, it sounded – that's why I kept asking during the postgame, did the Mavericks get the number one pick again? Because his voice was on 10 the whole time.
Yes.
Well, we're going to hear that during the sweet spot.
Oh, my gosh. Like
Not everything.
A couple of times, Matt and I, we were sitting – next to each other, we just kind of took the headphones off because it was so loud.
It was deafening.
Whew, man, that was hilarious.
Very hot.
Well done.
Well done indeed.
What will happen tonight?
I don't know, but you know what? I'm going to challenge not the sweet spot, because the sweet spot will stick around the whole time. Those are my guys when we come to deep night.
Yeah, we like to
party. But you other suckers who think, I need to get some sleep. We're like 5 yards from where we broadcast. Your freaking show starts at 3 p.m.
My show starts at 6 a.m. because I want to be on with my friends.
No, you don't. You need to be the last person on the air.
All right, tonight.
You used to be Corby. No, you used to be the snake.
You've changed,
now you're just Corby.
Tonight,
it's like I don't even know you anymore.
I made it to one last night. I'm going to make it to one tonight.
That's the same thing.
Yeah.
You didn't do it. You didn't say anything.
That's not progress.
Doesn't make sense.
Oh. Well, we'll see. But I'm committed to being one of the last 6 or 7 people on the air.
Again, that you did that
Final
exact
10.
Same thing yesterday.
I will be one of the last 10.
Now, see, I can understand June's and the musers. Okay. They do have to wake up early and do a show in the morning. So the midnight, that's fine.
Thank
I'm not
you.
Saying anything badly about
Thank
you.
Thank you.
But you.
All right. I'm good for tonight. Don't worry.
I've heard that before.
Oh, come on.
Like, you know what? I'm just going to go to use the bathroom, and then you're sawing logs in your room because you're done.
Yeah.
Oh, I had something to drink, and I'm tired. Jeez, dude.
That is how you sound about 1 a.m. That exact voice.
I had so much to drink, and I'm tired.
So tired. Oh, so many great moments yesterday, and I can't imagine the person at the AAC who is so stoked.
I know.
Celebrating a Stars win. They're up 3-1. Oh, my gosh. What did they have to say on the post-game show? This is their routine after every game, and as soon as they get in, they hear that chaos that happened yesterday.
We got a few upset tweets.
Oh,
there were a few.
Yeah.
They don't know what to make of it.
We always, you know,
go back to the frat house.
they may not totally understand. They may not even listen to the station. Who knows? But they know they can find that post game there, and it
and
was chaotic.
Once a year,
I know.
Yeah,
one time a year that this happens, and they can't roll with it.
Do you think there's anybody that's listened to the station two times, and it was after the post game show last year, and then? You know what? I'm going to give this another shot.
Yeah.
This was a big win tonight. Yeah. The Stars are up 3-1.
Possibly. Surely they fired those
let's
drunkards.
Hear what the guys have to say.
Yeah, so
they didn't even listen. More chaotic.
They didn't listen to Game 3.
No,
post-game.
No.
but they just happened to listen last night saying, I need to get this analysis of what a great job by Otter last night. Let's see what the boys have to say.
And right.
We're talking
McHale.
Oh, Avery Johnson. McHale. Avery Johnson is talking on the post game last night.
That was fantastic.
1:50 today, we will have the combo of Avery Johnson and Morrissey.
That's right. I couldn't remember who it was last night.
God, his Morrissey was so loud.
I know.
I guess everything was loud from him.
It was very loud.
Yep.
You guys are...
He was 50 decibels above anyone else.
Yeah.
He was.
Easily.
It was okay. And I will say, though, it was a pleasure because I was sitting where you were, Matt, and Dave was over here.
I like how he was in the corner, and he would just kind of... Yeah.
And he always had the biggest smile on his face. The whole time he was smiling.
And then the majority of the time when he would do something, he would stand up so everyone could see him. Oh, he'll sit back down. And
did you guys hear my Kobe Bryant?
Yeah, we heard that.
Yep.
Oh, man. What an incredible night one.